Welcome. Hallelujah. Let's enter into his presence by just reconsecrating ourselves before the Lord. We are going to have a continuation of our room from yesterday, the Ignite series that we are on, being on fire for the Lord, the perpetual burning fire and ablaze for God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about it today and see what it all means to you to be on fire for the Lord. What does it mean to each of us to be ablaze for God? And what does it mean to keep that perpetual fire burning? Praise the Lord. Such a mighty and powerful move of the Lord in the room yesterday. And we need to stay in a place of brokenness before the Lord. Consecration and brokenness, that's what really allows the power of God to be upon us, to move upon us and move through us when we are consecrated and broken before the Lord. So Lord, once again, we thank you. We know that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. As we share fellowship this morning, bless our hearts, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, one of the hardest things for this flesh is to stay in the presence of God. The flesh just can't do it. It's going to run off. It's going to get distracted. And actually, sometimes we actually look for distraction ourselves because we can't handle his presence. But one of the things we want to learn is how to stay in the presence of the Lord. Staying in his presence. Let's think about that for a minute. How do we stay in the presence? And when the Lord is really moving upon us, what must we do? I mean, those who are in the room yesterday, so powerful, especially towards the end. Well, you know, the systems of this world are also designed to make us, distracted from the presence of the Lord. You got to go to work. You got to go to school. You got to take care of the kids. You got to do this. You got to do that. And, we should have just stayed in the presence of the Lord, you know, yesterday. All till now, we could have been still in the presence of the Lord because of the way the Lord was moving. But maybe one day, by the grace of God, we'll be able to do that. To just stay right there. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Jesus commanded them. He said, look, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. The promise of the Father, which you have heard from me, is coming. But you stay right there. And they stayed right there. Well, I think they actually stayed for 10 days or thereabouts. And nobody really knew. They just knew that something was coming. They didn't know exactly what they were going to experience. But something was coming. As they were in one accord, all in one place, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the glory of God, the power of the Holy Spirit came, splitting flames of fire over each of them. My goodness, that should have been a sight to see or to catch on camera. To see cloven tongues of fire literally sitting on top of their heads. That's right. And my goodness, it transformed their lives. But there had to be some kind of a waiting presence for that. And then right after that, you got to move into action. If we don't follow through when the Lord is moving on us, we might actually lose the momentum. So how do we follow through when the Lord is moving? I mean, a lot of prayers in the room yesterday, consecrated prayers. I mean, people crying out before the Lord. Well, what is the state of our spiritual mind today? Was that just a thing? You know, one thing, one moment, and that's it. And we just go and continue in our old ways. You know, that's not really going to work. We must learn how to continue in the presence of the Lord, continuing what God is doing. So I'm going to give a quick summary and then we're going to talk about it. What does this mean to you to be a blaze for God, to be on fire and fired up for Him? What does the perpetual burning fire mean to you? So let's get ready to talk about it. That's what we are going to be talking about this morning. Praise the Lord. Our main text, a couple of main texts that we used yesterday, you know, Leviticus 6, verses 8 to 13, talking about the fire on the altar shall never be put out, but shall be burning perpetually. It was a commandment to the priests. You know, the practices of the priest in those days, in the Old Testament, were but a shadow of things to come for the church now. What we see through the scriptures, what the priests were doing, it was a shadow. But this commandment of the lamps being, the fire burning and not going out and bringing wood every morning, you know, that's something that we must practice. Even till this day, we have got to practice it. So, how do you bring wood every morning and cause the fire to keep burning? Perhaps the fire is about to go out, and then you got to put some more wood in it, you know, just so it doesn't go out. Fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, shall not be put out. Well, number one, you must not put it out. And you must not allow it to go out. You know. And the priest shall burn wood upon it every morning. So there's a need to rekindle it every day. Otherwise, the tendency is that it can go out. And so we got to lay the burnt offering in order, and the fire shall be ever burning upon it. It shall never go out. That's what the Lord wants. He wants that fire always there and never to go out. Praise the Lord. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And another powerful scripture that we used yesterday, actually in prayer, is taken from Isaiah 33, verses 14 to 17. You know, who among us, he says, it's a question. And if it's revealed to us that that's something that the Lord actually says is possible, then we must seek to press into, you know, that state. But listen to how he says it. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? And here is the answer. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppressions shaketh his sons away from holding bribes, stoppeth his ears from hearing of any wicked thing, shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, even he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. And his eyes shall see the king in his beauty. My goodness. So, the place of devouring fire. The place of everlasting burnings. Now, in that place, it will devour the flesh. It will devour all the carnality and the various things. And it will be like a purifying fire. So that's the prayer that we need to be praying all the time, to be in that posture. We read that where the psalmist said almost the same thing. In Psalm 15, he asked the same question. You know, who shall ascend? I mean, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Well, he answered it the same way. So, you know, I'm going to open up today's discussion for us to talk about it. Let's hear from you what the Lord is saying to you at this time, what the Lord was saying to you yesterday. What does it mean to be in this posture of having, I mean, being on fire for the Lord, being ablaze for God, and a place of perpetual burning fire? What does it mean? So let's talk about it. We also talked about the parables of the five and wise and five foolish. You know, when the foolish said, our lamps are gone out. So we see that their lamps were burning at one time, but then it went out. And, you know, they probably did not figure out how to keep the fire burning. You know, so we should never let our lamps go out. We should keep that fire burning. Before it gets all the way down, bring some more wood, is what you had been told. Crank it up again some more. And we talked about, you know, how to do some of that yesterday. You know, there's consecrated fasting and prayer. There's reading of the word. You know, they're doing the things that the Lord told us to do. Being a witness, an ambassador for Christ, winning souls to the Lord, following a life of faith and a life of purity and holiness before the Lord. And all these things, this is what brings the fire and prayer especially. And when we see that, you know, when we see that we are being drained, we got to get back to prayer. Jesus set an example like that for the disciples. He would always go to prayer, and in the morning they'd be looking for him. They'll find him on the mount. Probably I'd be praying all night long or something. You know, it is important for us to find ways of bringing more wood to that fire every day. And the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. You know, that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. He will always show us and help us what we need to do to be in better alignment with what he wants in our lives. You know, but we must look to the Holy Spirit. When he's telling us, then we must do as he says in order to keep that fire burning. It's a sad thing that in the story that Jesus told, half of the people had their lamps that had gone out. You know, and we do not want to be in that situation where our lamps go out. So, let's talk about it this morning. If you have something to share on this subject of how to keep the perpetual burning fire going, how to remain ablaze for God, or if something was already dead, how to spark it up again, and how to remain on fire or get on fire. You know, so, I mean, there are two things here. Somebody may, you know, have their fire going and it's about to die, and then how do you keep it going? Or somebody is already in spiritual slumber. How do you wake that state up? Like it says in Ephesians chapter 5 and 14, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. You know, that's spiritual slumber. I call it spiritual comatose. People are just dead, you know, like that. See, Christ will give you light. So, that's what we're going to be talking about today. God bless you as you share. I'm going to yield my mic and let's talk about it. I'll come back and say some more things on this subject, perhaps before we close. But right now, we want to hear from you. You know, today, you might say the church has flatlined. You know, when those of you are in medical, you know, they put those scopes up and so forth. And then they're watching. The last thing you want to see is that flat line. Well, unfortunately, the church in general today has flatlined. And there's something that we're going to have to do to jar it up again. You know, you got to bring something to jolt it back to life. You know, it's, for the most part, either dead or dying. But God always has a remnant. I pray that we are part of that remnant that will not be dead. Revelation 3 and 1 says, you have a name that thou livest, but are dead. You know, that's the church for you today. We got a name, but for the most part, dead as far as God is concerned. And we need to awake. Awake to righteousness. Hallelujah. So, let's hear from you this morning. Praise the Lord.